The government's being criticised for its underwhelming public housing plan. Yesterday, it unveiled where it intends to build 6,000 public and 2,000 transitional housing places between now and 2024, places already promised in last year's budget. Emergency housing providers and the opposition say with demand skyrocketing, the government needs to do much more to address the housing shortage. Political reporter Yvette McCullough has more.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern selling the government's record and the ambition of its public housing plan.
We've started the biggest program of house building we've seen since the 1970s. So we are working at a cracking pace on public housing.
The Labor-led government has built more than 4,500 state homes since its 2017 election win and intends to pass 18,000 by the end of 2024. But with 22,500 people on the ever-growing public housing waiting list, Monte Cecilia Housing Trust Chief Executive Bernie Smith was hoping for more.
It was just totally underwhelming. Sadly, there's no reflection of the growing housing wait register. You know, we should be looking at double these sorts of numbers to keep up with the growing need.
Mr. Smith says while he applauds the plan's focus on working with community and iwi providers, he feels there's a glaring omission.
From a South Auckland perspective, there's nothing around Pacifica housing. And we know in South Auckland, Pacifica homelessness is huge.
National Housing spokesperson Nicola Willis says yesterday's announcement was cynical.
This is a hopelessly inadequate response to New Zealand's housing shortage. It's nothing more than a rehash of previously announced proposals and very underwhelming.
She says it's a drop in the bucket and the government needs to hurry up and make it easier for everyone to build new houses.
The government will never get there through state house building alone. The government simply can't keep up with the surging demand as people are priced out of the private market.
But Ms. Ardern says National fanned the flames by selling off state houses and her government is committed to fixing the housing crisis.
There is no silver bullet for fixing the housing crisis, but that is not a reason for inaction. It's a reason to tackle this issue on multiple fronts and on an ongoing basis. It will continue to take a concerted effort across the term.
Greens co-leader Marama Davidson says while this is a good first step, the government needs to move faster. She thinks it should consider borrowing more to build even more state houses.
You know, COVID has already pushed us well over the normal debt targets that some governments try and keep. But actually, we're in a crisis for housing, and now more than ever, we can really be prioritising our full financial instruments to be investing in a massive upscale of public housing.
Ms. Ardern is promising action on housing in the coming months, with initiatives to cool the property market and help first home buyers expected in late February. High-level announcements will also be made about the Resource Management Act then, and she says the May budget will have a specific focus around supply-side issues. From Parliament, for Morning Report, Yvette McCullough.